Welcome to another chat. We're going to speak about chapter 3 of my book today, but a lot's happened since our last recording. So there's been some interesting things. I feel this is by far more important. I posted on the weekend a video that was a guy talking about geoengineering for potentially creating rainfall. And this guy, and I can't fact check this, and I wouldn't trust any fact checkers, that's for sure. But this guy was talking about, and he showed the video of certain explosions and certain things where they're trying to generate rain and rain clouds and that sort of thing. And I sent that to you, Linda, didn't I? Did I send it to you?
I don't think so. I can't remember seeing it.
Okay. Well, I just find it, send it through. But yeah. It was this guy predicted like mass flooding, mass rain and flooding. And so he showed the evidence or the modifications, what appears to be modifications of the clouds. He said he's been involved in predicting weather and things for a very long time. So it was obvious to him that it was all geoengineered. And sure enough, possibly the greatest flood for that part of eastern states, possibly in history.
Yeah.
So that we know of. And it's tragic. Like it just came like through very hard, very fast. And it's amazing. The government, anyone that listens to my chats, our chats, will know I'm not a fan of the governments. They have an agenda. It seems they have an agenda almost always. And the crazy thing is they have that many resources where if you're in isolation, you can get phones or you can get phone calls from 5 to 20 odd times a day to make sure you're in your house for something that's statistically as bad as the flu. And like whether people believe it's the flu or not, but whatever it is, is statistically no worse than the flu. That's how it is. And I know they talk about it every day, so people fear. And, you know, some people are saying, you know, they've asked people in Australia, some people think it's maybe 30 to 50% chance that you'll die from COVID because that's all they talk about, mass hypnosis every day.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to look at the statistics, and people don't talk about that. They talk about, oh, there's another infection. Imagine if they said, oh, someone else got the flu today. Oh, 3 cases of the flu. There's a cluster over here. 5 people in this town had the flu. It'd be like, are you insane?
Yeah.
It's just crazy how they just go on, and I'm absolutely over it. And to make things worse, so up the Woodburn and around the northern rivers, the mass flooding, and I've got family up there, and we put through, like a lot of my family, mum's side are up that way, and they would have been flooded out for sure. We haven't heard anything. You know, the phone lines are down apparently, and we got a number from the Red Cross, a receipt number for the inquiry to see where Toby Bell is. And so he was in part of the town, and the people in the town you'd have to assume they're together. And when they, you know, that would have bonded together, they would have went somewhere together, but no one's heard anything. Yeah. There's no feedback. And the fact that the government can organize in next to no time army to go and or set up the pop-up vaccination clinics. They can put in millions or potentially billions to coordinate across Australia and, in actual fact, coordinating around the world, but they can't coordinate one area of New South Wales and Queensland that desperately need it. And lives are at stake. And I heard that a few days ago that they wouldn't let unvaccinated help. So there's people stuck on roofs. They don't know where all the people are. Like, not everyone's accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
And they're concerned about people being vaccinated. Like, how disgusting. So they're going without water, and they can potentially die, go enough time without water. And if they don't have shelter, they're stuck on a roof or, you know, it's with the water, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah.
So there's more risk of danger and harm and health issues going on for they're rescuing pregnant women, they're scaling down bridges and all sorts of things. This is civilians. This is not army. This is not the police. Nothing's coordinated. I'm hearing that people have been stood down. It's people in the area, like from police and certain people that are being stood down that can't help. It's absolutely disgusting. So it's absolutely evident that our government don't care about us. They care about pushing an agenda and they care about money because I've seen videos. And when I heard that they wouldn't allow vaccinated or unvaccinated people to help. Mm. I went, no, that can't be right. But yeah. It's coming out. It's actually how it is in that part of the world. It's just absolutely insane. And so what if you're on a roof for a few days and, oh, yeah, come into my boat, the people are going to say, oh, are you vaccinated? Yeah. And then the crazy thing is that, you know, from the fact that even the vaccinated people can spread it, COVID, yeah. which is statistically as dangerous as the cold or the flu.
Yeah.
So the person that technically wears the risk is the unvaccinated that are going to help the others.
Mm-hmm.
So they wear all the risk and they're trying to help other people's lives, their livelihood, and there's no support. And I've seen videos of people driving around and the only people they're helping, the people that have gone through this are the ones helping others that have to deal with the emotional turmoil and you know losing potentially everything
mm-hmm.
because there's no support, there's no help. So it's time to wake up, people. The government, they don't really care. They'll care if they're seeking a vote, but it appears that there was genetic or geoengineering to create that the rain. I can't prove that, but there's also it's you know media and certain things were on the other smaller channels. There's on rainmaking. So this was sent through and. One can look it up, Rainmaking Control Authority number 7637 of 1967,
mm-hmm.
and which was probably of 1967 because it's been going on for a long time. Section 1, there's no liability in respect of authorised operations. So Section 1 is neither the minister, any person or body authorised by the minister to make arrangements for carrying out a rainmaking operation, nor any person carrying out rainmaking operations authorised by the minister under this Act shall in any way be liable in respect of any loss of damage caused by or arising out of the precipitation of rain, hail, sleet, snow, ice, fog or mist in consequence of the rainmaking operations so carried out.
Mm.
So which means that to have that clause in there means that they obviously can do it. Otherwise, it wouldn't even need that. But it's an exemption basically saying that. So exemption that they can get that you can't be held liable for any floods or damage or anything caused by rainmaking. And there was evidence that there was potential evidence. Like there's a case for it, you could say, because I'm not an expert. But the fact that this was predicted and put out there before all this rain hit, and now that there's nowhere to be there's no one to be seen, and mm-hmm. from an authority point of view, there's no coordination. So how is it they can create coordinate multiple phone calls for something that's as dangerous as the flu? There's another point I'd like to cover as well that I do a lot of research and finding out more and more all the time where people say, you know, it's a respiratory illness, COVID-19, but this comes from my understanding, and there's a case for this as well, from the hospitals where they go into hospitals and from once they go through the protocol, and there's only one protocol. I know in America there's only one process to follow, and that's with remdesivir. So there's been – I'm not sure if I've spoken to you about this, Linda, but there was a number of trials, and remdesivir was part of the trial as well as ivermectin and a lot of different things to try, and remdesivir was the worst one that had the highest mortality rate, which means the highest death rate.
Yeah.
Mortality rates, death rate. So it was in some tests, it was up to 30-odd%, and others, it was over 50%. It was the worst one. And this is the one that Fauci recommended. No other protocol can be followed. It's just coincidental, of course, that the side effects of remdesivir is your lungs, kidneys, heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it affects your respiratory system. So then you go into hospital with COVID potentially, and then they put you on a protocol, and the drip they put in you creates a respiratory issue, and then they say, oh, now it's COVID-19.
Yeah.
And I'm not a doctor, but there is information out there that the side effects of remdesivir is the respiratory illnesses and issues. Then they go, oh, it just so happens that the very drug that you take is what they're claiming COVID-19 does.
Yeah.
There's so much, and the fact that the fact that people are paid more if they link it to COVID-19. So mm-hmm. we all know this is pushed. It's absolutely disgusting. And the effort that's put in, the coordinated effort by the governments around the world and the coordinated efforts by each state to enforce and the use of the army or resources or police to mandate certain things, to bring it to pop up these vaccination clinics all around Australia.
Yeah.
Yet they're absolutely nowhere to be seen when it comes to an actual disaster. It's absolutely disgusting. It is just, if one doesn't wake up now, then there's something seriously wrong. You got your head so far, buried so far in the sand that there's no hope, you know. Well, I shouldn't say that, but people don't necessarily know. I've seen people on the other channels that say they were interviewed on Triple M in Sydney and Sunrise, and basically they hailed this guy's a hero, but he said he's not a hero. He's just where it came to. He wanted to offer or give insight to what they actually need. And they need water desperately, so drinking water. Yeah. And they're having civilians that are struggling, and you can get access. This guy was saying you can get access through from the north down through the roads that way. Not from the south, but from the north. So you can get access. So we need waters. The only choppers they're seeing is the media. So the people will film it. It's like a fight or someone's being harmed or there's something dangerous. Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that. Look at those. The cattle there. They've got nowhere to go. Look at this person stranded there. And then they fly past almost. I'm not saying that's – I'm not seeing people stranded, but they should be investigating. They should be actively helping people. And there's even mentioned about – like we've got family, as I said, there, and we get the information that we can as best we can, but it's like darkness. We haven't heard from a lot of these people that are in the towns. But in the Red Cross, what are they doing? What are they all doing? So, yeah, it's the fact that they can once again coordinate statewide measures for something that's as dangerous as the flu. Statistically speaking, if someone says, no, it's not true, look at the statistics. I'm also aware, my understanding that within the last few years, before COVID, they had 17,000 deaths of the flu or the cold, the flu. And the year that 2021, that's when COVID came, it used to say 2020 when it first came, wasn't it?
COVID-19, so it's actually 2019.
Oh, yeah, okay, the end of 19.
December 19.
Yeah, okay. So allegedly, I believe it was around before that. But
Yeah, it was.
But when the first year of COVID, there was less than 1,000 deaths in Australia. So it was 17 times less deaths than what there was with the flu only a few years prior. Miraculously, the flu, there's no more flu, apparently.
Yeah.
And so COVID replaced the flu. There's no flu because you can't make money. You know, you make money off more money off COVID than the flu. This might seem a rant, but I'm not happy with the whole government. It's just crazy, so corrupt.
Yeah.
So the flu disappears, 17,000 deaths within the last 5 years for 1 year with the flu, less than 1,000 deaths with COVID while the flu has magically disappeared, and they shut down the world. So something smells rotten here, and it just smells far more rotten with the lack of resources and government interaction. What the forces are there to hand out vaccinations and make sure enforce mandates and make sure people follow the government's dictating mandates. That's what they're there for. I thought they're there for the people, to rescue people, to help people, to make sure people are safe. So you can't tell me now, for the health and safety, and you know we care for people's safe health and safety, but when there's a matter of timing here and they might have days to live and people are stranded, they can't move or they're stuck somewhere, lack of water, lack of food, lack of everything. But we can't go and help those people. And if you're not vaccinated, you can't help those people. That is disgusting.
Yep.
Disgusting.
So, yeah, but the same in some doctor surgeries. I mean, I don't know if the doctors are still swearing the oath, but the fact that some doctor surgeons are turning away the sick and the ones that need help. If you're not vaccinated, you're not allowed to come in.
Yeah, for sure. So it's a Hippocratic oath, they say, don't they? But I call it the Hippocratic oath because they're hypocrites. So they, if you don't follow the agenda, your life doesn't matter. It's just crazy. I'm dumbfounded. I really am. So, but I'm not surprised with the government, though. Like they've shown, they haven't shown at all that there's credibility. And there's just agendas. And I did hear one thing. Let's throw something out there. I heard that some of the alternate media, I heard that, and I don't know if it's true, but I heard that they created that geoengineering and flooded that area to fill in the tunnels to cover their tracks is what I've heard. And I can't verify any of that, but I'm just saying this is what people are saying as well. So I've heard that a sign, like it comes from the black hats, so to speak, but they're doing it because to cover up the tracks and their tracks and the evidence, so to speak. So, yeah, I'm also hearing with Ukraine as well that obviously Biden has huge ties there, and the children of Nancy Pelosi, Biden, who are the other two?
Pelosi, Biden, Clinton, and Bush.
Yeah, have their offspring there on the board with dealings in Ukraine. And I'm not for war at all, but, like, we don't necessarily know what's going on. Like I said to a friend of mine in Australia, we don't even know what's happening state to state. They censor everything. Yeah. You can't trust the media, that's for sure. And if they tell you one thing, then I tend to believe the other. That's just based on my understanding and all the lies we've been told. And with doing a little bit of research, the lies become apparent. You don't have to look far to find these things out. And the fact that government's promoted, and we did a chat on this, promoted smoking, you know, certain smoking, Camel's better for you. That's one of the doctors use. And this is all from governments and science, back to government. And the fact that they've even told us in the past, and those my age will remember that some of these things, you know, our age, you know, whether it's that cow's milk's better than mother's milk. And this, I mean, so much trash. At what point in history, or has the government ever earned our trust?
Yeah.
Like I challenge anyone to say, okay, at this point you could trust them. And we like to think that the old days, you know, we could trust them and the government's potentially getting worse. Some people think they're getting better and they're looking out for us. But I beg to differ. And the fact that the government, and anyone can look this up, it's coming more of a conspiracy channel, go Alex Jones. But they're a corporation. Mm-hmm. They are a corporation. They're not operating under the crown, which is legal. And I can say this because it's true. The government are a corporation registered in America. And I believe the address is in Washington. Yes. And I believe that part in the address in Washington is linked to the Vatican, to Rome. Yeah. Or the Vatican.
But don't we also have an ABN?
Yeah. Well, that ABN. Yeah. That corporation is owned by the address for that ABN, I believe, where it was registered, is Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. So it is, being a corporation means that it isn't a company.
Mm.
And by rights, a company has no jurisdiction and can't make laws in another country. So anyone that swears under that ABN, that corporation, is a false entity, that there's no jurisdiction in actual fact. So if you want to go back to the law, and the concern is that, you know, if you have majority of people that are operating under a law that's not potentially valid, where do you go from there? Where do you stand if the majority of people, or the police force, or any force of any country, if the majority of them are following a regime that's not legitimate, where do you go? So is it the power of the pen? It's the power of the people? It's a combination of things, no doubt. Yeah. So I'm triggered because of the disgusting goings on with the catastrophe over in states and the lack of government support. Well, lack of, there's none. So this is a few days later. This is on Friday. And when this happened on the weekend? Did it start on Sunday or something? Sunday, Monday?
Not sure what time.
So it's pretty tragic.
Yeah.
So it's disgusting. So I vote bringing the Magna Carta and the ideally under the crown. The crown has jurisdiction. under the King James Bible. And that's the research I've done. And in 1959 is when my understanding was sold out in a sense of came under a corporation, something like that, I'm pretty sure. So someone can shed light and educate me on that. But I believe that is the case, 1959 is when things, big things change. So it's been, they say there's an analogy that, you know, when you're on a chain, you move one link at a time over a period of time. Before you know it, you've got them right there, and there's no slack. You've got them right where you want them, so to speak. So, it's rules have changed years ago, like even decades ago, but then they started enacting maybe 10, 20 years later, slowly, slowly. Actually, what happened, I believe, in 1959, there was a law of separation, I believe. And someone correct me if I'm wrong, but law of separation means that you have to have independent bodies monitoring each other to keep everyone in check. I believe they squashed that law in 1959. Could be wrong, but this is what I'm pretty sure this is the case.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they're on bed with each other, all peeing in the same pot. So then there's no one really overseeing anyone. They all become the one body.
Yeah.
So like with the oil, where I think there was only a handful, maybe two or three oil companies, and there was a ruling where they had to separate and make more. So they created more oil companies. So one or two companies can't monopolize over the oil. So they formed other smaller oil companies, but they were all owned by those major ones anyway. So, yeah, we need to pull our heads out of the sand. Not knowing and not paying attention means that we must all huddle together as cattle. Mm-hmm. And we all get tagged, we'll have to follow, and this is what has led us to where we are now. And I really feel that this is now we need to take a stance, at least become aware. And instead of conforming blindly, we must question and think, what other choice do we have? I would say from all this, instead of condemning others that don't agree with us, support everyone for having an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of condemning, offer insight and possibilities of other potential ideas. I was talking to a teenager that went to a church, a fellowship church. They're more into more of meaning, the different meaning of life, so you could connect with them, and there's some good people there. He mentioned to me only a week or so ago that within the last 2 weeks that at the church they said that they must be obedient. And I'm like, I'm glad I wasn't there. And he wasn't wearing a mask, and they gave him a mask and said he must wear it. Thinking, so the church is promoting obedience, what, to God? It's who, God's not making these laws, the government is. And you could say God is everywhere, but to blindly follow and be obedient. Mm-hmm. In other words, for obedient is submissive.
Yep.
And one thing I've learned, what we absolutely stand for, is being true to yourself. Submit to no one. Submit to God. But inquire within.
Yeah.
With what that is. And if your submission or your obedience creates a tension or something within you that doesn't feel right, you must investigate what that is. Blind obedience, and to listen to the church when they say be obedient, it's like I would straight away question the church. And maybe they're a part of Hillsong. And if you don't know about Hillsong, investigate that. There's some dark things about that church, so which the politicians are a part of, a number of them, is what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a preacher in America that said, was talking, so not I'm not saying all Catholics or all churches are bad either. Anyone can pretend to be for righteousness for a while, but when anyone starts mentioning to me you must be obedient or therefore subservient, then that raises question marks immediately for me. This preacher, and I wish I could give more reference to his chat, he's talking about the experiments that America have done on their people and the servicemen over the years. And he mentioned the times, the dates, what they did, and even air or spraying, a number of things, and the secrecy. So he said that, and I agree with him, he said at least question that maybe, just maybe, it's possible that you can't trust the government.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than thinking, no, I want to, I have to, I need to, what other choice do we have? We do have a choice. And I really feel that do your research, set yourself free. And although you may not feel free, just the more we are aware of, the more choice we have. And at least if you hesitate rather than blindly follow like sheep in certain directions. And I'm not saying I've got friends that are vaccinated, I've got that is still on quarantine, I still look at certain things. There's different, you know, what I can say, don't do, another person says, absolutely do it, but we are free to choose. Mm-hmm. I'm fighting the lack of choice. That's what I'm fighting. I'm not condemning anyone or any of my friends that are vaccinated or make different choices for me. There's no condemnation. I love them all. Like, my friends are amazing. They're beautiful people. I'm saying that we must have a choice. The fact that the government are doing the things they're doing, it's just when you think they can't get any more corrupt or more obvious, they do. I have to get this off my chest. And I feel that it's like I don't hear much of what's going on. It's only through my family and channels that I hear things. But on the media, they say, oh, the forces are in there, the defense force, or got people coordinating and going in there. But they're even saying there's no one really coordinating this. And I've seen videos of people driving around going, where are the police? And I'm hearing that there are some forces there, but they're in civilian clothing because they're not meant to be there.
It reminds me of Hurricane Katrina in America.
Yep, I remember.
Yeah, that was shocking as well. There was all sorts of people wanting you in and to help, and they were actually keeping them out from stopping people to go in and helping.
Yeah. So what choice do we have? Well, start questioning anything that doesn't sit with you. And one might think it's easy just to go along and pretend. But before you know it, you're in the smallest cage. Let's face it, COVID-19 is an experiment. It is. Like, you can look it up. It is.
Yeah, it's a trial.
So it's a trial. Yeah, exactly. It's a trial. So no, I don't think it ends till 2023 or something like that.
Yeah.
The new 3 years of data, something like that.
Yeah.
So before you know it, you're in a cage. And if you don't take part in a trial, it's your segregated society and you have restrictions. So partake in this trial, or you have to jump from the small cell into a smaller cell. So what choice is that? So do what you can. Make the effort, because if you can't make the effort for your life and your children's life, and what I'm talking about is the freedom to live. I feel living in a jail cell, so to speak, isn't necessarily living, and being restricted in your life isn't living. So it's about creating opportunities for those we care about. And if you don't care about yourself, care for your children. And for me, people's lives, and I'm also, like, we're in WA, so children from year 3 up need to wear masks now at school. And that's just disgusting. I'm fired up as well, because when you involve children, and the more you involve them, that's crossing the line, and I'll risk everything for our children. And also what was going on, I also mentioned what has been going on in Queensland, that I think people need to know this, that I've been talking to a sheriff in Queensland, and he's been fighting for the children, because what's been happening is that any parent that has any sense, any form of mental illness or is on medication, and this is my understanding from talking to the sheriff, they are sending for a number of people consent forms home for the parents to sign, so the children can be jabbed in this and take part in this trial. And if you say no, you don't fill it in, they come and take the children, and that just have to find a reason such that, you know, you're on medication or you have some mental illness, so you wouldn't know, you don't know how to care for the children. So they're just coming in and injecting children.
Wow.
That's actually been happening. Yeah. And you don't hear about it, but through a very reliable source, that's what's going on. So it's like, well, there's certain areas or certain states where trials take place, and then before you know it, it's like slowly, slowly behind the scenes. It's just like with COVID, with the jabs. It's like, oh, we only need X amount of people to get the jab. And then it's like, okay, we need more, and then we'll drop mandates. And then they don't drop the mandates. And then say, okay, once you're on the merry-go-round, you can't get off. Mm. And then if you don't get the booster or so, then you're basically locked out. So they're trying to get the majority of people that just keep trying to go with the majority. But until they become the majority, they use deception. Just one jab, just this. Then the majority is like, okay, well, now that you're the majority, we can start squeezing out them and put pressure on the minority. Mm. It's absolute manipulation. And this is how I perceive it. Someone might disagree, and they're free to disagree. If they disagree, they won't be listening to us anyway. So, But it's just there is evidence everywhere of the corruption. And we can't be overwhelmed in it. We must express our disdain for it. We must use this as our fuel to go forward and to stand up in any little way, in every way that we can. Doesn't mean we go crazy in the streets abusing people, or doesn't mean we attack police, but just taking a stance within ourselves, that's step number one. And then you find the places where you can take a stand where you can. And it's all about integrity within. So the foundation upon everything which we speak about is integrity and being true to yourself. And if you are, great, then you should be happy within yourself. And even though the government's, I believe, corrupt, absolutely corrupt, it does mean you can't be happy within yourself, but it just means that you'll stand up where you can and you'll make a difference where you can. And I feel from all this and my venting or ranting, just do your research, take a stand where you can. Don't let it get on top of you. Don't let it destroy you. Let it inspire you for change. Just take one small step forward where you can. It's what I truly believe. Talk to those that are like-minded and try and band together and support each other where you can. That's what I recommend from all this. Do your prayers, do your ceremonies, do your blessings, whatever you need to do. And do what you can. If you're around that area, I'd definitely help where you can. If I was there, I'd be there now. If I could get out of this state and go there and help them and get back in the state, I would. But I feel, acknowledge what's going on, but don't get lost in it. I just feel that for the sake of the people that are caught there, that have no one speaking out for them, or minimal people speaking out for them, we're in WA and it's they need a voice and they need help. Hopefully that the government can't ignore it for much longer and get in there and do something. But we'll remember, even if they help now, we'll remember their stance and their hesitation to actually do what's right. And that says it all in itself. These people are about votes and not about morals, not about integrity. They're about the illusion of power and enforcing their own agenda. It has become more and more evident that they don't truly care about people and their health or their mental health. It's all about control. Yeah, if you don't believe that, you wouldn't have got this far. It's important. Anyway, so anything to add, Linda? Oh, obviously, I've got family over there so I'm a bit closer to that, but I'm not sure if there's anything that I've missed that you'd like to share, or I think I've pretty much covered
what I've been hearing as well. So
just before we did this recording, I was listening to a guy that's been part of it and lives up there, and he said that, and I think I covered it before, but yeah, they only asked two questions and he rang the station back because on Sunrise said, this is important, I need to tell them what they need. And they said, no, we've got more important things to cover. This is Sunrise. This is from, this is his words. He said he doesn't normally speak on social media, but he felt it had to be said. He almost broke down, and he said he did break down in the recording of it. Just they need water, they need certain things, and they are allowed two questions. But when it came down to the key points, they shut him down. He was off air and they wouldn't let him back on because there's more important things. This is from the channel. This is from the media. More important things to cover, as opposed to the people's lives that are at stake as part of these floods. Stop believing the pathetic media. They do not care. It's just disgusting. So spread the word, guys. Spread the word and do what you can. Stay strong. But it has to be said. It has to be addressed.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I even heard some politician today, he was being questioned by someone, and they're saying, you know, why are we using passports and stuff when 95% of people are, you know, at such high vaccination rates, yada, yada, yada. And the guy on there from the government saying, oh, no, we're just, you know, to help persuade, you know, those last people. And it's like, it's not persuading, it's bullying.
It's blackmail.
Completely.
Like, there's no, persuading. If you don't do this, you don't get that. You can't go here, you can't go there. Oh, yeah, a bit of gentle persuading, a bit of, we're just trying to get you to consent.
Yeah.
So we're going to take away aspects of your life and restrict your life and look down on you, your lower class of society. Oh, you just a bit of persuasion. It's like, you know, another way you persuade people, you put a gun to their head and you try, if you don't do this, I'm going to pull the trigger. Well, it's not far off that. And that might be a harsh statement, but you could easily make the case And then we're going to keep, put this in there as well. You can make the case, I'm just persuading you to take this tablet, to do this, to do this, to do this. It's just a form of persuasion. So these corrupt politicians, once again, trying, you even use those words, just trying to persuade the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
For their own safety, we will lock them out for their own safety and everyone else's safety, and we'll persuade them. So, and as I've mentioned before, that the greatest form of illness and the most illness of the body stems from mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we think creates illness. Dis-ease begins in the mind and emotions. Is that catered for? Absolutely not. They're causing duress. They're causing dis-ease. And with the floods, it clearly shows they don't care. Like that, it's just further evidence of an abundant pile of evidence that they do not care, not truly.
Yep.
The number one thing, I've thought about this and thought, okay, let's say the governments are out of power and how would you make change? You know, I do ponder this sometimes. And I thought the first thing I'll do is encourage mental support, mental health, self-empowerment, help people free themselves of their negative cycle of thinking. That's what we're doing anyway. That's what you and I are doing.
Yeah.
But the first thing I would do is take away restrictions, give people a choice, encourage people that do have the power to make right choices. They do not need to be governed and follow a dictator or dictatorship. Yeah. So it would be governed. Everything I would do if I was running Australia would be governed around self-empowerment and mental health.
Yeah.
And that's not pandering, putting band-aids on people's ideas. I'm not talking about medication. I'm not saying that I wouldn't go and medicate Australia. That's what I guess this experiment is sort of, you could say that's sort of what they're doing.
Mm.
I'd change the protocol and how they, and I'd obviously seek other professionals and come up with a system or an attitude. I'd try and de-hypnotize people.
Yeah.
I'd try and go, okay, you have the power, you have this, start believing in yourself. And I'd put positive things out there and start with affirmations and encourage connection, encourage support, and all the things that people have been missing out on for the last few years.
Yeah.
And to me, that's obvious. That's the obvious starting place. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing how feeling like you don't have a choice is debilitating. And I've said to people before, they said, oh, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I said, you do have a choice, you don't have to.
Right.
And as soon as they realize that, and they think, oh, actually, no, I do have a choice. They go, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And they might even make the same decisions.
Yeah.
As soon as you know you have a choice, as opposed to not knowing it, it's like you feel like you're forced, you're obligated, and that's no way to live. When you're not obligated, I have seen it a number of times. When you're not obligated, often you'll walk the same way as you're walking now, with a new sense of freedom, making the same choices because you know you have a choice. It's profound.
Yeah.
So often people walk in a direction that is beneficial for them, but because they feel like they have no choice, they resist that.
Mm.
Giving people the choice, a sense of empowerment, sometimes things won't change. The only thing that will change and the only thing that really brings freedom is your attitude changing.
Yeah.
And I'd encourage that all the way. Thanks again for listening in, and sorry for the rant, but it's important and these people need a voice. So it has to be said. Take care, everyone.